Hi, my name is Bill, and it is currently 11:03 p.m. on a lovely Sunday night, and I'm going to be trying something new. You see, I'm a werewolf, which means that whenever the full moon rises once a month, it can be a pretty wild, feral, intense time. For me, being a werewolf, for me, usually means that all of my instincts, all of my most primal desires get heightened to a pretty, big degree. The things that I kind of want to do get intensified. So while I might want to, maybe like if I want to eat a sandwich normally, when I am in that kind of state, I really just want to dig in and just plow into that, just manhandle that sandwich, get it into my mouth, show it how rough I can be with it while still giving it the respect it deserves. That's just a theoretical example. Anyways, I go into these nights and it lasts a bit of time, and I never really have a plan. And while it's usually a really fun one, a lot of dopamine gets released, can also be a little bit bad if not controlled or planned around. You see, last time this happened, I ended up in my, feral werewolf state. I ended up buying around $300 of items of a sexual nature, and I paid for the next day's shipping, which was like $50. I didn't especially plan to spend that amount of money. I've had a lot of wild sex, which is great, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I just wish that I planned it out more, I've came inside of a lot of people. I just like to see people get filled up in that way, but while they definitely wanted it, and I certainly wanted it, in that state, I just want it to be intentional. I wish that when I fucked and freely used somebody, that I felt like, and this is how I planned for this night to go, makes me feel like I have control of my own life. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel incredible. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be a better person. So, I've planned out this night. We've spent the money. We've prepared, got food and snacks and everything. And me and a very close friend, who is right next to me right now, are in a cabin, a lot of miles away from where I usually live, and we're pretty much going to be locked in here for a few days. We've had a nice time. We've hiked a little bit. We've sat by the fireplace in this cabin and enjoyed ourselves. And our plan is when that full moon rises, that I'm going to probably get a little bit more primal, and I know what I'm going to do when I'm in that state, which is probably going to just bend you over and fuck you against every surface in this place, and I'm going to do it intentionally, and I want that, and I plan on doing that. I'm not just doing it because I'm going to be turning into a more feral version of myself. That's what I plan on. How do you feel about that? Yeah, I know it's a little bit of a bizarre concept, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. And we've talked about this, and they, you want it. you want to be freely used like this over and over again, so this really does work out well. Anyways, the full moon should be rising in a few minutes or moments. Dang, it's late. So, I'm going to turn my attention away from recording an intro to this. And, yeah, we'll start our time. Doing things. How's that? Yeah, no, probably a little bit cheesy of an intro, but, you know, I wanted to leave this on, record everything that happens, just, you know, in case it turns out well and we want to relive it afterwards. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe that one's going to come up and I'm going to get the sudden urge of playing, like, Frisbee or something. We're going to want to relive that memory. You know, bark, bark, right? I appreciate you a lot. It's, I think, difficult to find someone to mutually trust in this kind of thing. So knowing you is good, and I'm glad that I do. And yeah, not... super good with words right now. It's just, I don't know. In a little bit, and I'm not sure when that change is going to happen. And I'm not sure when. Could be literally any moment, but I'll start acting different. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I'm excited for it. I'm really excited. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to trying the massive bed in here. I'm so glad we opted for the big cabin. I mean, I can still reach the ceiling, which, you know, I mean, imagine if we did actually go for the smaller one. The only thing is that you look tiny in here. I mean, come on. Get against the wall. Look at how small you are. Against this wall, I can just tower over you. You're a tiny fish in a big pond, you know that. It kind of drives me wild. Thinking about you. Your body. Played with, fucked, used. Handling you. Give me your arms. Handling your body. Exactly how I want to. Against these walls, bent over the bed. In here, you look the size of a plaything, and I'm gonna use you like one, okay? Let's get these clothes off you. You're not gonna need them. You're gonna be warm all night. My body produces a lot of heat, and you're gonna be pressed against me, or handled by me all night. So, needless to say, you're gonna be getting plenty of warmth. Alright. Oh, fuck. You have no idea how feral your body tries me. With you against the wall, it only takes one hand to pin both of yours over your head, which means I've got a whole nother hand to play with and lovingly grope and manhandle every other part of your body. Squish your chest against you. Against the wall. Fuck. Find my hand a little bit lower. It's barely been a few minutes. You're gonna be used for a lot longer than this, you know. Can your body handle that? Full moon lasts a long time. And I don't intend on wasting any bit of it. It's fun to play with, you know. We're gonna take some time with you. Make sure your body's prepared, ready, just as hungry for it as I am. It's touching you. Makes me hard. Makes me warm, throbbing. It's hard to back for just pouncing on you, you know. But I'm in very, very high control. I'm a very disciplined man in these sorts of situations. I always prefer to see these sorts of things as preparing a feast for the both of us. You know, it's like setting the table. Licking our lips, feeling the saliva flow, and thinking about the meal we're gonna have together. Sure, you're stretched out before I fuck you, right? Before I fill you up. We want to make sure you're ready. Have a finger inside to just get you prepared for being filled up. There. Don't worry. Let one of your hands go. Holding on to your hips. Way more fun anyways right now. Big bad wolf scotch, yeah. Bring your fingers down. Come on. Your fingers are much smaller than me. So just trying to control myself. Look at me. Fill yourself up too. One or two fingers inside alongside mine. See your face as we're both filling you up. As we're both your pleasure. Fuck. Recompose myself. I'm done fingering you. Take your fingers out. Take your fingers out. It's my turn. Get on the bed. You are irresistible. You're gonna be fun to use and fuck. Ass up. You know how I like to fuck you. You know how I like to use you. Now I wanna make sure every bit of your body knows that it's mine tonight. Okay? I don't fucking care what it is. Ass, trust. Five. Please. Use everybody you group. Lovingly on every bit. Fill you with cum. Make sure there's no way you're coming out of this not being breath. I want you to be my cum covered, cum filled fuck toy. Used over and over again. Bend you over every fucking surface in here. You hear me? I don't care if we break the bed. Hold down. Force your head into the mattress. Fuck you right into it. I'm not going to hold back with being forceful because I know you fucking love it. And that makes me hard, you know? Makes me really goddamn hard. So, fill you with cum. All over your body. Mark you as mine. From the inside out. Turned me on a lot, you know? Whimpers. When you squirm, how much pleasure and love it. Rip on you more, harder, play with you. Feel your body squirm, I'm holding you in a tight grip. Fuck. Keep it in. Filled up with that a lot more times. So I hope you're not completely full yet. Or else we're just gonna have to watch it overflow from you. Because I want a lot more cream pies tonight. You're okay, right? Come here. My instincts are really heightened right now, so any instinct I've got to cuddle and hold you and take a little bit of a rest with you are heightened really, really high. As soon as my body's ready again, I'm gonna use you again, okay? But before then, I'm gonna hold you so, so tight. Press you against my body and make sure you're warm and loved. The word hairy is kind of a weird word, right? Oh wow, I'm so hairy. I like more of a primal version of myself. I'm not gonna be able to finger you at some point, cause fingers are gonna start to have a little bit of sharpness to them, and you're going to be stretched out a little bit more around me. But it's in my instinct not to hurt you. So you just, I don't know. Come here. as we go through, you should get stretched out more and more, so it's probably gonna be fine. I don't know if you can hear it, it started raining outside. I kind of like the ambience. I adore you. Let's keep you warm, okay?